Hello everyone, welcome back to the 9th episode of Goal to Go. This is Damian Carroll here, and today I'm joined by my friend Gio. Introduce yourself, Gio.
Hey guys, Gio here, Damian's longtime friend.
He has a podcast going for himself, so if you guys want to shoot him a follow, J&G Podcast, follow him on the gram, you know?
Thank you, Dame.
No problem, but let's get right into it. So we're here to talk about the pregame of the Houston Texans and Philadelphia Eagles game. I'm finally back on my schedule, guys. School's over, like I said, so we can get right into it. We are 7-7, they are 10-4. We're out of the playoffs, they're the second seed. Based on that, it's looking a little suspect, but I believe in us. We're at home. How do you think this game is going to play out?
To be honest, I think we're going to get a win. But it's going to be a very, very close win. I think it's going to be like one of those games where it's like 23-20. Mm-hmm. Something along those lines. Because I feel like this is going to be not a shootout, but like a battle in the trenches. And it's going to be a very tight game. That's my opinion. How about you, Dave?
I agree. I mean, statistically, they have us beat. They have the 11th ranked offense. They're scoring about 25 points per game. So that 20-23 range, you know, that does seem pretty accurate. We're sitting here at the 18th ranked offense, but shoot, when Nick Foles is under center, man, it looks like we got that first ranked offense.
I agree.
I don't know what's going on. They got the 5th ranked defense. Their defense is really good. That's the one thing I'm worried about. But I feel like if play calling continues to be good, we will survive. Us, on the other hand, we have the 14th ranked defense, so it's like, we're not looking too good. They're 10th, top 10 in sacks and interceptions. And we are 17th in sacks and 24th in interceptions. So statistically, they have us beat in literally all facets.
Yeah, we've definitely taken a step back since last year. But I think as we've seen the past couple weeks, besides the Cowboys game where we got robbed,
yeah,
we've been on a roll, kind of, to be honest. Yeah. We beat one of the hottest teams in the league last week. So I think we can't discount that and the roll we're on right now.
Yeah, I think that was a huge confidence boost going into LA, beating the Rams, who at one point were, what were they, like 8-0, 9-0? They were ridiculous. Like, they were the top team up until the Saints beat them. They're still the second-ranked team in the NFC. It just feels really good to go in there and beat them, and in their own stadium, too. So it's like coming back home. This is the last home game of the season. The stakes couldn't be higher because if we lose, we have no shot at the division. It's gonna be hype, man. It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Who do you think are who's going to be the X factor for the Eagles today?
For the Eagles, honestly, I feel like Alshon Jeffrey again. Really? Because I don't know what it is, but I honestly have noticed that whenever Nick Foles is our quarterback, Alshon Jeffrey is usually getting those targets. And he's a really good big body receiver, so he's not getting that separation. But it seems like Nick Foles always knows where to put it because his catch radius is pretty big. So he always gets it to him. Like last week, he was targeted 8 times, had 8 receptions, 160 yards. So maybe we could keep that up. I don't know.
In regards to the Houston Texans, who I think is going to be the X factor for them, I think it's going to be Blue, who's filling in for Lamar Miller.
Yep.
I think the run game is very important for the Texans to set up their offense. And if they can't get their run game going, I think that's going to set up the Eagles' defense really well. But Blue has filled in for Miller in past years, so like, let's see, he has some talent, he can do some stuff.
He definitely can. He hasn't had that big of a year thus far, obviously, because he's been backing up Miller. But with Miller out, you know, we're looking at a 3.3 yards per carry kind of guy. That's like middle of the pack, not too good, not too bad. He hasn't done much, you know, under 500 yards, but like I said, he's the backup, so we'll see what happens. The big thing I'm worried about is who's covering DeAndre Hopkins.
I couldn't even tell you. I don't think we have anybody that can cover DeAndre Hopkins. Like, teams usually double team him, and like, he still produces numbers. Like, I generally don't know how we're going to stop him.
I have no idea.
I think this could be one of those games where he goes for like 150 yards, like 2 touchdowns.
I could see it. On the season, he has 94 receptions, 1,321 yards, and 11 touchdowns. So as you can tell, he's clearly feasting. He is one of the best receivers in the league. He has been the past couple years. Our secondary suspect, but hey, maybe we'll come through at home.
I think what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to rattle Deshaun Watson. Like, our defensive line needs to get to him, like, just like we got to Goff last week. They were, like, feasting last week. They were getting to him, putting him on the ground. Like, we need to do the same thing to Watson.
Oh, 100%. Jim Schwartz's defense is known to rattle young QBs because of the unpredictability of the blitz. It's just like, it's something that they don't know how to keep up with. So if we can keep that going, and Watson's under 25, so he counts as a young QB. So let's rattle him early. and let's see what we can do. We got to get the crowd into it, and we got to get their communication off the board, basically.
Another important key to this game, I feel like, is our offensive line needs to play well, because, like, Texans have amazing defensive ends. They have Watt and Clowney. I think combined, they've gone over, I believe it's around, like, 22 sacks combined together, which is amazing. Yeah,
they are absurd.
Our offensive line is really going to come through this game and, like, protect Nick Foles.
Yep. I think we're going to have to get the run game going early so that we can control the clock and keep Watson and DeAndre Hopkins off the field. That way, you know, we can control the pace. We can have the game go on our terms, and we're not trying to have a shootout with them. Because even though I saw that we could clearly score on the Rams, I fear the front seven of the Houston Texans much more than the front seven of the Los Angeles Rams.
For sure, for sure. I feel like just a little bit off now, I feel like you've seen that. Obviously, that the Rams have, what's his name, Donald? Yeah, Donald.
Yeah.
Saw's definitely slowed down. He's not elite like before. 100%. So, and I feel like this defensive line for the Texans is a lot better than the Rams.
Yeah, like you said, they got Clowney and Watt on the edges. They got, what is it, Zach Cunningham in the middle. Yeah. They got Whitney Merciless. I think he's still on there. Like, they have a really good front seven. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I can't lie. They also have Tyrann Mathieu manning the back end and on the third level. They have their longtime veteran, Jonathan Joseph, who's been doing it for quite some time. Like, they have an overall really good defense, and that's why they're the fifth-ranked defense. You don't become the fifth-ranked defense for nothing. You obviously have to be doing it. The good thing is, their receiving core is a little lackluster right now because Kiki Kuti's out with a hamstring. Like you said, Lamar Miller is also out. So that's two big offensive weapons that are gone. So it's like, if we can maybe double and try to limit the amount of touches DeAndre Hopkins gets, I think we could do it.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you there, Dame. I know QT's out, but, like, they still have Demaryius Thomas.
That's true.
He has not played elite like he has in the years past, but he can still definitely produce. And if we double up Hopkins. If we double up on Hopkins, like, they can definitely throw it to Demaryius Thomas. And considering how bad our corner situation is, I could still see Demaryius Thomas feasting on us, too. Like, the problem is that our corners are literally just so bad. Like, literally any wide receiver will feast.
Yeah, no, that I feel you. Like, Demaryius Thomas, member of that 88 club that, you know, really isn't much of a thing anymore. That really used to be, like, a big thing back in the day, but not anymore. But he can feast. Like you said, he can feast. He's a dynamic route runner. He's not as fast. He's not as strong. He's not as quick as he was before. But he can still make it happen. My thing is, I want to see progression from Avante Maddox. He's been playing really well the past couple weeks, especially last week. He played essentially what the football people would call a perfect game. Every time he was targeted, the quarterback rating was zero against Jared Goff. Like, you literally can't play better than that. He had an interception, and he was locking down every person he was on. So, I don't know if he could do that against a dynamic receiver like Hopkins, but, I mean, we'll see. Maybe he can go one-on-one with Demaryius Thomas, and we can double Hopkins with, like, Malcolm Jenkins and Cravon LeBlanc or Devontae Bosby, one of those two. But we'll just see how it has to play out. But there's huge playoff implications because the Redskins lost 25-16 to the Titans last night. That was fantastic. That basically means if we win against the Texans today, they are completely eliminated from the playoffs. And in order to stay alive in the NFC East, we need to win. And as all Eagles fans know, we all have to be the biggest Buccaneers fans and Lions fans today. Because we have to hope that the Buccaneers can go into Jerry World and put a whooping on those Cowboys after they just got shut out 23-0 to the Colts. And we have to hope that the Lions in Detroit can muster up some sort of victory against the Vikings. Because if we don't win today, we're out. We're out of the division run, but we can still get the wild card. So we have to hope that not only the Buccaneers beat the Cowboys, we have to also hope that the Lions beat the Vikings. And on the late night, since the Sunday night game is the Chiefs versus the Seahawks, we also have to hope that the Seahawks lose. That way, if they lose, they'd be 8-7. If we win, we'd be 8-7. And if the Vikings lose, they'd be 7-7-1. So we'd have a shot.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, like, pretty much all we have to hope for is that the play calling continues to be good. We have to hope that Alshon and Ertz continue to feast. I really want Ertz to get at least 10 more catches on the year because he's 9 away from the record for a tight end for receptions in a season. I really want to see that happen.
Would that just be the record for most receptions ever, or just for a tight end?
Most receptions by a tight end in a season.
Okay. Cause I was like, I know I've seen like the Michael Thomas has like already like 108 receptions.
Yeah,
like
he has crazy. A lot.
I know the person that has the records. I believe Marvin Harrison from when he played with
Peyton. Yeah, they were feasting. They on were that absolutely. Every day. It was feasting. Ridiculous.
But just another note. Just like I think it's gonna come down to game plan. Cause I think what Eagles did great last week was they made a great game plan against the Rams. Our defense knew what they were doing. We were limiting the big plays and making them check down every time. So we need to make sure we have a great game plan to limit the Texans' offense.
Yeah, one thing that I really liked last week is like we continued with our little bend don't break scheme that we usually do, but the difference was we could actually tackle. We weren't missing tackles like I feel like we've been known to do in the past. And I think we can do the same thing because we just got to keep everything in front of us and make sure we tackle. The only thing I'm worried about is, I mean, we saw what Amari Cooper did to us a couple weeks ago, and he's a dynamic receiver, so are we going to be in the same boat with DeAndre Hopkins, or no? Are we going to try to take him completely out of the game and see what Watson can do with his other threats? I would prefer us do that, because I just don't want to see us get killed by DeAndre Hopkins like every other team does. I want us to change the narrative. We stop DeAndre Hopkins, and maybe Deshaun Watson found other players. I wouldn't mind a loss like that as long as I know that we're at least trying to limit DeAndre Hopkins. I don't want to see him go for any more than 80 yards.
I agree with you there, Dame. I completely agree.
And it's like, if we have a hard-fought battle and we lose, I can't be mad because we're not completely out of the playoffs, but we need this win. We need the win for our playoff hopes. We need the win for our fan base. We need a win. We need to see Nick Foles go 2-0 after coming in, replacing Carson Wentz again, same week, same place. Bring us back to the Super Bowl, Nick. I need another party, dude. I miss it. It was such a fantastic year last year, and it's been such a tale of two stories from last year to this year. Defense just hasn't got it like it did last year. Offense doesn't got it like it does last year, but who knows? I hope we just get this run game going. Josh Adams, I want to see you feast. I feel like we haven't been giving him enough love. He's shown he can do it. But other than that, let's go Birds.
Go Birds. Also, I just want to say, like, Darren Sproles is the ball out. He looked really good last week, and like, let's hope he can contribute again today.
Especially because this is his last season, dude. He already said he's going to retire. I'm going to miss him so much.
Dude, he's just dynamic. He looked good last week.
He did. And it's surprising because he's in his 30s. He's pretty old. And he's dealt
with a bunch of injuries.
Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously, he's not the way he was when he was on the Chargers or anything like that. But, you know, it's okay. Like, yeah. he's still dynamic. He's still shifty. He's showing love for all the short guys like me out there. It's all good. He's showing us that we can make it work. All right, guys. Well, we'll catch you 1 p.m. Eastern time. Let's go, Birds. Let's get this dub. I'll be back for the post game. Thank you.